Amen. Let me take some questions. How many questions today? Who is asking the question?
Good morning, sir. Thank you very much for this opportunity, sir.
Thank you. Good morning.
Sir, please, the first point you gave is about courses. I want to be clear about this. I'm a proud single mom. I had my child due to ignorance, but I slept with my cousin sister. That's why we couldn't get married. Now, my question is, I went into another relationship like 4 years after that, of which this guy was nobody, and I was invested in. I was doing business as well. Doesn't mean helping him. I know we are not married today. Helping him, because my mom do tell me, help doesn't mean you shouldn't help. Now, I helped him. At the end of the day, he dumped me to meet someone else that was more richer than me. Now, the question I'm asking is that, doesn't mean if you meet a brother that wants to get married to you and he does not have any income, like he's trying to get some income, but it's what's not coming, can't you help the person?
Help in what sense?
I am doing a good business. I'm getting a good income. Doesn't mean if he comes to approach me and I fall in love with him and he's also looking forward to get married to me, but he had a little money to stay with me, like to...
Listen very well. Listen very well.
Yes, sir.
I told you, I say anybody that comes to you as a woman and you know you have any form of endowment. You're a very pretty girl. You have some very serious attractive curves. Or you have money. Or your background, they know your parents, your family are rich. That itself can cause all manner of attraction. Therefore, any man that comes to you and say, I will marry you, is a suspect. That is it. Number one, is a suspect. Suspect in the endowment you have. If I am rich, I mean, if you are rich or from a rich background, you want to find out whether he's a gold digger. That is where his attention will be. He's coming to you, please now help me with the money. If he is one that wants sex, that is the area you'll be concentrating in demand. Want to touch you here, want to take you to bed. So, if you are a gifted sister, you are also careful that the devil is not sending somebody to destroy your ministry. Or, he is coming to marry the gift, not you. For what he knows, he could get from that gift. When he marry Philip, he will say, let's start church, business. You are listening to me now. You are abroad. A man in Nigeria here says he is interested, he wants to marry you. You know every young Nigerian wants to go abroad. You are living in the US, in the UK, Europe, in Canada, wherever you are, be sure that he's not wanting to marry Europe. Not you. And it's very easy to know. Help. What type of help do you need? Now, if the guy is a resourceful person, and he wants to set up his business, and you see that it's workable, I say, help me. If I am you, if I were you, I will tell you, I will give you a loan. But actually, you know, even if you lose the money, it doesn't matter, but you will call it loan. When will you pay back when I give you? If he doesn't pay back, number one, it's not justified to ask for more. And if he pays you back, then he's a responsible person. Then you now know you are helping him to stand. But for the man to say, help me now with recharge card. Help me now to do some funny things they do up and down. He's waiting for the day you receive your salary. Immediately you receive your salary, then he's making demand from your salary. Then for you, for him to call you, you will send him recharge card so that he can call you. Then he's telling you, Neka, you are wicked. Oh, you are wicked. You are not taking care of me. If you don't take care of me, another woman will take care of me. Oh. Some are so shameless, they talk like that. You just know you are entering one chance. You see now, got all you got from you. If you had conscience, for that sake, for that sake, for that sake, if he has a conscience, if he has conscience, because of that, he will stay with you. I have a cousin in Austria. He moved over to, you know, the normal immigration wahala, and he was illegally there. They were looking for him to deport him. And he met this woman. He told me the story behind this woman. The woman was way older than him. But she was single. A divorcee. But the woman determined to help him. In fact, he told me one time the police came to the building. He jumped through the window and stayed in the woman's parents' farm for 3 months in the bush. The woman was coming every day to give him food. I said, remain there because they are still patrolling. They are looking for you. And through that woman, the woman did everything that was within her power and got a stay for him and got even a European passport for him. Got a job for him and did everything. She had to do this, their marriage they do. That's the only thing that can make them give him stay. So he married her for the purpose of the document. And after the document was got, much older than, you know, my wife is not here. My wife has been there, has been in their house there in Austria, you know, an old woman now. I don't know how old she must be now. But I'm sure she must be more than 30 years older than him. And they don't have a child. And they have been together now for maybe since the early 90s. No child. I remember I asked him. I said, come. No plan. I'm surprised that you are still with this woman up to now. Even though so many years ago you got your passport. You are an Austrian citizen. He said, Uncle, what this woman suffered for me, I have decided I will stay with her. I will compensate her. He said, the woman has told him, go and marry in Africa. Blah, 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 blah. Before he left, he had a child by somebody in a barrack. The woman has been looking together with him, looking for how they will locate that child. Spent money, how they will locate that child. The woman has retired. She's not working. He's the one working now. And he told me, I owe this woman too much. She suffered for me. She's the reason I'm in Europe now that was not deported. How can I disappoint her? See, conscience. So, such people, they are not meant for you. They have no heart. God save you from an animal. So be thanking God for that. But the question is, shouldn't we help? To what extent do you help is what I'm talking about. And help with sense. God bless you.
Sorry, sir. What about you dating someone and he's working, but he doesn't like giving you money? Every time he will tell you, even when you hide to let him know that you don't have this money, he will tell you, well, you have money. We will promise you, I'm going to send you this stuff. You wait 1 week, 2 weeks.
To do what?
When you ask him for something, like, can't you just...
You ask him to give you something. Yeah, he's not a giver.
He's not a giver, and he's working in a very good...
It's not a giver.
And well, if he's telling you want to see him get married to you, doesn't mean you should...
The truth about it is this. There is evidence of love. And evidence of love is in giving. How can you say you love somebody and you don't give? And there are too many opportunities to give, to express your love. Birthdays. You send a gift to him, to her. You exchange it among yourselves. You want to let the person know you love the person. How will I know you love me when you are not giving me gift? You exchange gift. Both of you exchange gift. The end of year, we have a tradition here during Christmas. It's a period of exchange of gifts. And somebody says, I love you, Christmas, pass. Shishi, you not give you. Nothing. Now, what's up? I love you, Happy New Year. I love you. But I'll marry you. Marry who? It's a song that we sing. It says, oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Do you know what? Foretaste, that is. There's something that God... It's a blessed assurance. It's a Jesus is mine. It's a, oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Paul said, eye has not seen, ear has not heard, neither has he entered into the heart of man. What God has prepared for them that love is appearing. So that thing he has prepared there, we already have a foretaste of it while we are here before we get there. How he will take care of you when you marry, there will be a foretaste of it. By the way he takes care of you, by the way he gives you, by the way he's not giving you now till you marry, now he will give you. If he's not a giver, he's not a giver. And you will not jam such in the name of Jesus. See that they are not answering me. Sister, you will not jam stingy men in the name of Jesus. As some men, even, you will know them. Give you money, you say, I need $10,000 to buy phone. He send you $10,000, finish. You say, where the receipt? But there's change now. Where did he see? They lied to me. You send a 10,000 naira. You go buy 5,000 naira. Oh. They are the men that when you marry them, they give you chop money. You go bring receipt from the market. It will not be your portion in the name of Jesus. Amen. Yes.
So my question is that I want to ask that if two people are in relationship, even they have promised each other that they will marry each other before they introduce before the man introduce the woman to the family or the lady to the guy family. And maybe they have what they're not supposed to do as incest before that time. Can those two people, when they are ready for marriage, can they still go to altar?
They have committed sin before God now. They will ask God to forgive them and they stop it. Okay. If not, God will frustrate that relationship if they are true children of God. The Bible says marriage is honorable in all and the bed undefiled. He said, but whoremongers and adulterers God will judge. He said, flee fornication. You have to flee from it. And I've always said it. The love that a man will have for you for marriage transcends sex. It's not the love that wants to take you to bed. It goes beyond that. It's a love for companionship. When a man comes close to you and immediately he says he wants to marry you and is already wanting to have sex with you, he's only lusting after you. He doesn't love you. And once he gets what he's looking for, he has no regard for you again. For that is what he wanted and he has gotten it. And every man will respect you that closes your leg. No matter what he does, and he's getting angry, it's a lie. Deep inside, he's respecting you. He knows if you refuse to open for him, you will not open for any other man. But when you open your leg for him, he considers that is how you open for any man that comes around you. So his respect for you diminishes.
Thank you, sir. My second question is that, they say that it's God that used to choose for...
They say? Who say? That God will choose who? Choose wife for you?
Yes.
Choose husband for you?
Yes, sir.
That is God. Well, my Bible tells me that he that findeth a wife findeth a good thing. And of course, he said, and obtaineth favor from the Lord. Find. If there is a find, then that means there are efforts that you have to make to get. And wife simply means, he didn't say he that findeth a woman, he said findeth a wife. It's not every woman that is a wife material. And that is why you have to find. You will look for. So it means there are things for you to watch out for, to know who qualifies to be a wife. And when you see it, you have found one. And why it says a favor from the Lord is because the Bible says it's expected that we shall pray for God's guidance. It says, in all thy ways, acknowledge him and he will direct thy path. So if you acknowledge God, ask him, Lord, let me not marry the wrong person, lead me to my partner, and you truly mean that prayer, he will guide you. He will lead you. He will guide you until you find the person. When you find the person, he said it's a special favor from God. And it's not easy to find a wife. God bless you.
Sorry, sir. My third question is that...
Friday, you asked me questions.
Yes, sir. I did.
Which church do you attend?
Redeem.
Do you ask questions there?
We ask questions during Sunday school, but I realized that there is a difference.
There is a difference. Clap your hands now for this place now. Because I see you anxious to ask questions. That means you want to learn. That's good. Go ahead.
My third question is that when you see a man and maybe you like the man and even the man likes you too, and maybe both of you you like each other, but in your dream, like me now, in my dream, I always see that I'm the one going to the man. As in, maybe, okay now, let me explain the dream, sir.
Summarize the dream, so let me just get the picture.
There are three men in that dream fighting. One is soldier, another one is doctor, and another one is lawyer. So, and this one, he has nothing, which is the real man in life. He has nothing. Then those three people, we are fighting over me that they are the one that will take me. That he cannot do anything. They will beat him, all those things that later, they will take me away from him, but I will run, I will go back to him in that dream. So is he? I'm somehow confused in that place.
Well, listen, let's have a guide here. Let's have a guide here. Number one, we're talking of Christian courtship. Don't bring unbelievers courtship. Because I cannot use Bible and settle problem of unbelievers. Then secondly, dream, interpretation of dream. We cannot make a doctrine out of dream. Because all these people who write books on interpretation of dreams, they're just creating confusion. It's nothing like that. Because dream, especially when they are symbolic, what a particular symbol may mean to you may mean a different thing to another person. So when you need counseling from your dream, it's not something we answer openly. You have to come for counseling and then explain what is going on, and we will, you know, counsel you. Pray and get interpretation. But for the sake of this question now, since you have asked it openly, I say so to stop other people from coming to narrate their dreams and telling us to give interpretation. For you, it is clear that man that you want to marry, he needs deliverance. God is showing you, what God is showing you are forces that will fight this marriage. So what you have to do is, all struggling for you, they would say, he will not marry you. And it's a serious revelation you have. Because if he insists in marrying you, they will deal with him. He will suffer serious back. So God is already telling you that he needs deliverance. They are going to fight him to stop him from marrying you. And when such fight comes, they can fight his finances. They can fight in several things, several areas. So that man needs prayers. If he's a redeemed, take him to Holy Ghost Congress. Let them deliver him in Holy Ghost Congress.
Okay, sir.
Online. Let me get a question online. From Lagos. Well, for Baba Michael from Lagos. Which part of Lagos? Okanri, Abi, Balogun. Shalom, sir. Is it a must that as a Christian, you must do a Middle East kind of wedding? Because I see that this is one of the things that are keeping most of the people that are not married still. Wedding ceremony, where you have bridal train, you have suits, special dress, the woman wears the wedding gown. Yes, it's a Middle Eastern tradition, taken also to the West, and almost imbibed by the whole world, especially the Christian world. It is because in the Middle East there, that is where Christianity was given birth to. And remember that their culture generally teaches us what goes on also spiritual. Physically, like this church, for instance, we say we are the bride assembly. Revelation chapter 19 says, the bride has made herself ready. There is a spiritual marriage that is going on. And if you are going to understand that marriage that is going on spiritually, then you have to see it from this physical marriage. The same thing that you see going on physical in what we call today white wedding is exactly what happens in the spirit between Christ and his church. So that's all we learn from there. But it's not a doctrine. And it's not a commandment that is how you must marry. So if you decided, the only thing that is compulsory is that there must be dowry paid. You must pay a dowry to qualify to marry that woman. Although I understand a lot of cultures vary, I was in Germany some time ago, and a sister in a program like this, a sister asked me that she was married to an Indian. She was Nigerian. And that in India, it is the woman that pays the bride price. So what is my counsel for her? I say, allow me make her go think. Well, at the end of it all, I told her, tell him, in your tradition, he is coming to marry you, he must pay dowry. Let him come and pay dowry. After he has paid your own, then follow him and go and pay their own. So you have fulfilled all righteousness. So it's not compulsory. You can, after payment of dowry, before you go home, just come to fulfill all righteousness and let the pastor. It must not be an elaborate ceremony. We do that in this ministry quite often, right, Pastor Francis, Pastor Zoe? Where is Pastor Francis? We've used your office several times. We call all ministers who are around to witness. They exchange their vow in the office. They kneel down, we bless them and pronounce their husband and wife and give them marriage certificates. Carry your wife if they go. There's no doctrine for that. So it's not compulsory. Don't go and start borrowing money for wedding when you don't have. We have tried in this church to make it as simple as possible for everyone. We have a beautiful hall at the back there if you want to do a reception. Free as a church member. You want plenty of people to attend your wedding? Come and do it on Sunday. They will see crowd. God bless you. It's not compulsory. I know a sister that when they came to my office and said they were ready for their wedding, but that they will not do the normal wedding, what they call white wedding, that they want office wedding. And I was asking the man, why? Why are you doing office wedding? He told me, he said, Nashio. I said, oh, not because you don't have money. He said, I have the money. He said, Nashi. And she told me, she said, instead of all that money that you will spend, I think we can do something better for it after our marriage. So she insisted she didn't want it. Just finish the traditional marriage. They did elaborate traditional marriage according to the demand of the parents. The guy was loaded with money. The sister said, let's use this money, put it in your business, and let's enjoy ourselves at home. And I told him, I said, God has given you a wife. And he said, yes, I know. God has given me a wife. There are some, we say, me, Emeka. They cost me for my family. Nobody, don't do this white wedding. Me, this, I must do it. Okay, now you don't jam up. Yes, sister?
Daddy, please, I want to ask a question based on little experience.
Everyone must marry, you must ask a question. Go ahead.
All right, sir. I entered into covenant with God and I asked God to give me a sign when the right person comes.
This is the last I must marry program you will attend.
Amen. Amen. Then,
if I see you here next year, I will drive you away.
The prophecy came 2 years ago and another came after some months, and that was the gathering like this. And it happened as the prophecy came. But along the line, there is this particular question I always ask any man that comes from my hand in marriage, and none have been able to answer that question. But before I could ask this, open my mouth to ask, he has already, in fact, he understood me in everything.
So what will happen?
But there is but. This particular fellow is so domineering, so commanding. In fact,
wait, hold on. You, if I understand you very well, you asked for a sign.
Yes, sir.
From God.
Yes, sir.
And the man fulfilled the sign.
Yes, sir.
But.
There is but.
So you have problem.
That am not yet true.
You have problem. If you say, God, let this be the sign, and he gives you the sign, what is but again?
Sir,
any other thing is covered by that sign. It means any other thing shall be taken care of.
That day I discovered that I was always scared. Even at me.
That's why I say you are the one that have the problem. And may God deliver you from that problem.
Amen.
So that the husband that is ordained for you will not pass you by.
Amen.
Botswana, Brother Melly from Botswana. Shalom, Pastor Moses. What follows after courtship when the two parties agreed to marry each other? Is it bride price or engagement? The action of agreeing to marry each other is called engagement. You have engaged yourself to be married. That is why you are going to marry. So, after engagement, which is the promise to marry each other, which is a decision taken after courtship, the next thing is go pay the bride price and carry your wife home. God bless you. Yes?
Praise the Lord. Sir, there is a question. There is one thing I saw in the Bible, so I want you to elaborate it more for me. It's a Proverbs 21:19. Where it says, it's better for you to live in the wilderness alone than to live with a conscious and an angry woman. So I want you to elaborate it more for me.
What elaboration again? That is a description of what you go through if you live with an angry and contentious woman, a woman that is nagging, fight. He said, that man is completely finished. On the screen again, shalom to the bride of Christ. Good morning. Please, Daddy Moses, what is the difference between dating and courtship? They mean the same thing. My English grammar. How do one go about telling a brother whom she's convinced about that he is her husband, but he's currently in another relationship? If he's in another relationship, you are lusting after another woman's husband. If he is in another courtship, that is evident he is not for you, sister. So don't go and disturb their peace. God bless you. Who again?
God bless you, sir.
And bless you too.
I'm an online member from Katsina.
God bless you. You're welcome.
Thank you, sir. Sir, after I discovered this cable.
You mean you came here for this program?
Yes, sir.
From Katsina?
Yes, sir.
Why didn't you stay online?
No. Last year, my sister was here. We did her wedding 29 December.
Oh! You didn't follow her?
I follow her to... No, last year I was not here.
So you two, you came for your own,
yes,
now. Before December, you two, you will be in your husband's house.
Yeah, amen.
Okay.
Sir, I discovered this cable, I went travel to Akonga and correct my water baptism.
Hey, clap your hands now, church. That's right.
When I come back to Katsina, a voice just spoke to me 3 times, but I will pick one more than. The voice said that, you are buried with me and resurrected me. Your sin has been forgiven. You are safe. But I still keep on receiving attack. Anytime good thing is coming to me, that thing will know.
Including your husband, because my husband will face today.
I don't know. Yes. So I will be, anytime good thing is coming to my way, once I have certain dream or some sensation, the thing will just stabilize. So last year, once I follow online during Amos Mari program, after finishing celebration, dancing in my room, just a word just flashed my eye. Shame. Where does that shame come from?
In short, you need prayers.
I don't come here June camp last year, go for deliverance, yet.
Who prayed for you?
I don't know them now. There are many, but one man, tall like that.
Tall?
Yeah.
You need deliverance.
Okay now.
Eh?
Yes.
When are you going back to Katsina?
Tomorrow.
Okay, we'll pray with you today. Don't worry.
Okay, sir.
You will see those spirits again.
Amen. Thank you, sir.
God bless you. Yes?
My question goes like this. I want to ask, as a Christian, when you offend somebody, like you purposely did it.
Excuse me. You offend somebody?
Yes. And
like you offend your boyfriend?
No. No. Like, someone lied to someone and the person don't know. And I like praying to God to forgive you. Is it on that must, that I must meet the person and confess as a Christian?
Oh, yes. That is evidence that you were remorseful now. If you lie to somebody, he's going to act on your lies. And you feel condemned that you lied to him. You're not to go to God and say, Father, forgive me, I have lied. You are wasting your time. Go to the person and ask the person to forgive. It's whom you offend that you ask to forgive you. Tina from Amsterdam. Shalom, sir. Good morning, everyone. Answer hand. Good morning, everyone. She's greeting you people from Amsterdam. Good morning, everyone. Tina, say you heard them. I think you mean to say, is it right to marry a man who hates his mother and refuses to forgive her? What has that got to do with you? That's a family problem he has. Help him to forgive his mother. Help him. It has nothing to do with your marriage. That's your family matter. And stop meddling in people's family affairs. So allow you, by virtue of your friendship, tell him as Christian, learn to forgive. Forgive your mother. And tell him the benefit of relating with the mother. Yes.
My question is this. In a courtship, in a long relationship, and the other person gets an opportunity to travel out as well to work, is it right for them to discuss? I know it's right to discuss, but what if the other person turns down the idea? Is it right for the lady to go ahead with the relocation?
Oh, okay, there's a courtship going on. The lady decides she's relocating.
Yes, and the guy is not in the country presently. He's in another country.
But does not want you to leave Nigeria.
Yes.
And he wants to be abroad while you remain here. Well, he must have his reason for not wanting you to relocate. Maybe he himself wants to relocate back home.
No. He's scared maybe when you go out, you find somebody else.
He's not sure of himself. Well, those are some of the issues of courtship. You know, he needs counseling. he needs counseling that can assure him that your going out does not affect the relationship. He needs counseling. So he's not sure. He's afraid. He's feeling insecure. He does not want to lose you. But he doesn't know that even here you can marry another person in his absence. So that's why I say he needs counseling. If you are moving out, it's for the betterment of your life. It shouldn't stop you if you have opportunity to go out. It shouldn't stop you. And sometimes men are necessarily become overbearing and they begin to give unnecessary order to a woman they have not even married. Before you go and visit your friend, you must phone him. And then he's to give you permission whether you should go or not. It happens. Where are you going? I'm going to Ikeja. And he will tell you on phone, no, don't go anywhere. You must obey me, oh. I'm your husband. I will soon marry you. Now, maybe the husband. You are very disobedient. I said, stay back. Don't go there. I'm always seeing you with one sister. I said, don't relate with her. And they are thinking that that is how to be a man. That's not a man. You're not a man. A man, the monitor. It's evidence you are feeling insecure. And a man that has a woman and is feeling insecure, it is because you know that you are not proving yourself well with her. A man should believe that he's the best that woman can have. And should be proud of it. That you cannot get a better man than me. If you have not reached that stage with a woman, then you continue to feel insecure. When you want a property, secure it very well. With the character, with your nature, with the way you relate with her, that when she compares you with anybody coming, we say, I beg you, no reach this one. I beg you, no reach this one. I beg you, no reach this one. That's how it should be. Praise the Lord.
Thank you.
When I was courting my wife, I've always believed that she can never get a better man than myself. Because there's nothing I believe she wanted that I could not give her. So why would she be going for another man? Not even another officer in the Air Force. None. I did not believe that she could have a better person than myself. So I was secured. So you should have a woman where you should be sure anything she wants, you'll be able to give her. So no man can collect her from you. Wherever she is. From Cameroon. Philemon from Cameroon. I wish to ask if it is good to put engagement ring on the lady you love when you don't know that exact day to marry her, but you have plans to marry her. That's the engagement now. It's another Western tradition. And your own way of announcing to the whole world potential suitors that she is already engaged to another man. Any man coming to a young girl and sees that ring on that finger immediately knows she's already engaged. So that's the purpose. Until the day you get married, or until the day you vex her, she come out and throw away. To declare that she's free again. Any man can come.
Sir, I know that dream is a means whereby God communicates.
Correct.
In a process whereby suitors are coming and you are praying and you don't dream, how then will you know the right person for you?
No. You don't know your husband by dream. Neither do you know your wife by dream. God did not ordain that you will know your husband by dream. Dream is a means of God revealing some things that you need to know. So that you don't make mistake. If there is no need for that, you don't, no dream will come in that area.
Sir, in a situation where you don't dream at all.
I'm talking about courtship, about relationship. I said, what God puts in us is a feeling that we call love. For that person, and it is a type of feeling you have that it cannot be replicated, duplicated. You can't feel the same thing for another person. It goes only for that person. When you begin to feel like that, that is the man that God has ordained for you. Not dream. Dream can cause confusion. Don't go to a prophet because the prophet may be interested in you. Enter spirit and scatter that one when you do it. And don't even go to a gifted sister. She may be jealous of you that you have that type of man. And scatter it. Watch the way you feel towards that person. That's better. Yes?
Shalom, sir. In a situation where a young lady or a young man is dating three or four people at the same time.
It's a polygamous person. It's a womanizer. If I don't ask any question again. Christians don't do that. Sister Osas from Benin City. Shalom, church. Sir, please. I want to know if it is possible to get another life partner after missing the one destined by God. Shalom, sir. If you missed it, that is the one that is not destined by God. The one that is destined by God is the one you will marry. So, better go and get another life partner. Marry, as long as you are alive. Marry another one. Yes?
Shalom, church. Sir, my question is, if a true child of God means not to marry, is it a sin?
And
if a true child of God means not to marry,
decides not to marry.
Yeah, decide not to marry. Is it a sin? And is there any cause from God to the person?
Eh?
Is there any cause from God to the person?
No. Apostle Paul says he wishes that people would be like him who was not married.
That's my question, sir.
But then one will ask, why will you not marry? Why will such a person not marry?
It happened because I have a friend of mine that means that his family is that once someone gets married to the, as in from anybody, to the family, the person will get died.
So he's deciding not to marry so that he will stay alive.
Decided not to marry, sir.
He should go for prayer. He should go and marry.
Shalom, church. My question is this, sir.
That should be the last question.
I would like to know the qualifications for Christian marriage for both man and woman. The qualifications.
Simple. Number one, you must be a man. Excuse me. Because a woman cannot marry another woman. You must be a man capable of taking care of a woman, capable of raising a family. That is, you must be able to provide for your household, and you must be matured enough. That's why I say you must be a man, because a baby cannot marry. There's age of maturity where you can independently take decisions and face the repercussion of your decision. You must have something to do. You must not be living in your father's house. A bum boy cannot marry. You must have your home. You must be settled. Number three, you must love the woman. If you don't love her, you are not qualified to marry her. You must find a wife, and when you find her, you approach her, you study each other, and this is what you want. Then listen, Courtship is opportunity for you to know each other to the extent that you'll be able to make a decision whether you should marry or not. So even if you do a courtship for 2-3 years, you are free to break it if that is not what you want and you have not sinned. Are you a man?
Yes, sir.
Can you take care of a woman?
Yes, sir.
Do you have a house?
Yes, sir.
Have you found any woman yet?
That's why I want to ask this question.
Have you found any woman yet?
Yes, sir.
Eh?
But I still have a question to
ask. Have you found any woman yet? You know, if the girl is here now, she go vex for you.
She's
after
not
this
here.
Service, we'll go fight.
She's not here, sir.
Why didn't you answer? So you are not sure. You are deceiving me. They asked you, you didn't say yes. Now fight with that, though. Thank God she's not here.
Sir, can you permit me to ask this question again?
Yes.
Will it be healthy or productive to be in a relationship, maybe in a courtship with someone that you are not together, as in knowing each other very well? Maybe you are in this country and it's in another country.
How will I take a look?
We've met.
Where?
In Dubai.
Physically?
Yes, sir. But after that, I'm not in Nigeria. So.
And the person is in Dubai?
Yes.
And go back now and see him. Meet him there. You don't want to go back. At least you have already seen the person.
Okay.
The truth is that the means of communication these days, the power of the social media, is such now that communication is easier and easier and easier and easier. Once you have seen the person physically, few days, you are able to be in touch. The relationship can continue, you know, through communication, phone, and other social media. So, that is a way does not stop the relationship. The one I'm worried about is the one that you jam online and you have never met physically and claims that you have not confirmed. Claims that you have not confirmed. Very dangerous. Very, very dangerous. Yes. What's the other question? Finish? So, it doesn't stop you from relating with her. Emmanuel Zevo from Ho, Ghana. Shalom, church. I've been looking for a wife for the past 10 years. And any lady I propose to always turn me down. Some even say there is nothing about me that moved them. Meanwhile, I'm a husband guy. Pastor Moses, you must deliver me today, oh. May God deliver you today, oh.